Doug Wheat is a senior advisor to the Paul campaign and joins us now from Washington. Doug, great to see you again. Thanks so much
for joining us. Thank you.
Well, in the latest South Carolina poll, Dr. Paul was at 12%. Mitt Romney was at 37%. He said last night he was nibbling at his heels, and he certainly was in a strong second place finish here in New Hampshire. But when you look at the crowds, he's got passionate young supporters. He's got a lot of anti-war supporters, a lot of libertarian supporters. At the same time, do you really think he has a credible run or march to the nomination, given the fact that Mitt Romney has now won Iowa and New Hampshire and is far ahead in South Carolina?
Yes, we do. If we've learned anything in this election cycle, we have learned that anything can happen. And this is basically now a two-man race. That is a secret that's been hidden in plain view for 6 months with the polls that showed both Ron Paul and Mitt Romney as the only Republican candidates that were within striking distance of Obama. And Ron Paul was doing as well as Mitt Romney within the margin of error of those polls, whether it's NBC, Marist, or Washington Post, ABC. So this is real. Perception? No, I agree. But reality? We have to run this campaign on reality, and we can still win it.
But the exit polls don't have that kind of margin of error. And in the exit polls, overwhelmingly, those who voted in New Hampshire said that they think that the most important qualification is electability, and that Mitt Romney has that nailed. Now, going forward, if Ron Paul does not win in South Carolina, is there a point which he would decide not to continue on, because it would simply be damaging the front runner, Mitt Romney, and helping to reelect Barack Obama?
Well, just a second, Andrea, I challenge your premise. It's true that in those exit polls, they say that electability is the most important issue. And it's true that in the NBC Marist poll or any of these polls, the people polled think that Ron Paul can't beat Barack Obama. But when they actually ask in your polls, who do you favor, Ron Paul or Barack Obama, he does better than all of the Republican contenders except Mitt Romney, and he's with in 2 points in many of the polls, and some right on the money with Mitt Romney. So we don't think this thing is over. We think we'll do good in South Carolina. We're second among born-again Christians, and we've got a strong following, as you know, among the military. And we're changing the party. This is a story the news media has missed. I saw the change of the party under Goldwater. I saw the change in 88 when evangelicals swept into the party. Something like this is going on now. Our supporters are coming in and changing the Republican Party from the county level up, and the news media is missing this.